This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2689. How we paid off $17,000 plus in student loan debt in just 54 days by Dave Cahill with JackieBeck.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How we paid off $17,000 plus in student loan debt in just 54 days. By Dave Cahill with JackieBeck.com. Money can be emotional. Few experiences compare to the joys of earning a long-awaited promotion or receiving a raise. Sometimes those experiences teach us that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I learned this lesson the hard way. In June 2015, I earned a promotion as a public school administrator. 2 weeks later, my wife Megan secured a new job as a teacher in the same school district. Our new jobs came with significant raises. I thought we had it made. Before starting our new jobs, my wife and I celebrated with a vacation and spent a week basking in glory. Life finally seemed perfect. Getting a wake-up call. But everything wasn't as perfect as it seemed. Like many millennials, I found myself sitting on over $17,000 in student loan debt at 6.5% interest. I was horrified when I read a statement which showed that the typical 10-year repayment plan would cost us $10,000 in student loan interest, over $27,000 in total. The facade of our perfect life began to crumble in early 2016. One cold February day, after much soul searching, I came to the conclusion that I hated my new job. I wanted out even more than my supervisor wanted me to leave, but our debt was suffocating and it limited my options. From that day on, I was completely consumed by paying off student loan debt. Nothing could stand in our way. Our payoff strategy. When my wife and I decided to pay off my loans, we decided to do it quickly. We knew we could sacrifice for a short while, even if it hurt, as long as it freed up cash in our budget to make large payments. We cut out almost every unnecessary expense: eating out, non-basic groceries, movies, clothing, and unused subscriptions and memberships. We ate very simply and spent many quiet evenings at home. Much to our surprise, few people noticed our extreme frugality. Most who did were surprisingly supportive and understanding of our sacrifices. But we still had our detractors. A few people suggested that we were going overboard with our new plan. Others told us to lighten up a bit and have some fun. We stopped spending time with those friends for the duration of our payoff plan. Our frugality alone propelled our financial plan forward and allowed us to pay off nearly $2,400 in February, our first month of our journey. I don't remember seeing the inside of a restaurant, Target, or Banana Republic during this time. We encountered a few unexpected expenses over the next several weeks that followed, but we were still able to pay off an additional $1,100 in March. April was a dream month for our monthly budget. My wife and I each received 3 paychecks. Even our modest educator salaries, when combined with our ongoing frugality, allowed us to pay off over $4,000 that month. Yet the finish line seemed like a faint mirage in the horizon. After over a month of sacrifice, we still owed $10,166.37. I became discouraged around this time and thought about giving up. My wife urged me to keep my eyes on our goal and suggested I finally start my own website to share about our journey and help others who were struggling to make sense of life's money problems. I officially launched financialsuperhero.com on April 1st, 2016. Reaching the finish line. In my discouraged state, I reviewed our financial big picture and found a glimmer of hope. Some quick math revealed that we had more than enough money in our emergency fund to wipe out my remaining student loan debt. We faced a dilemma. Our large emergency fund was our security blanket. It gave us peace, but neither of us could shake the uncontrollable urge to wipe out our debt. We knew that if the situation were reversed, we would not take out a loan at 6.5% to build an emergency fund. And we knew that even after spending this money, we would still be in a position to protect ourselves against unexpected emergencies. Moments later, my hand trembled as I submitted a payment in the amount of $10,166.37 and ended our 54-day journey towards freedom from student loan debt once and for all. Lessons learned during the journey. I'll always remember the day we made our final student loan payment. We learned so much during our 54-day journey. Paying off my student loans so quickly was a big challenge, but the resulting freedom and opportunities to pursue my passions are benefits I wouldn't trade for anything. I'd be lying if I said it was easy to focus on the finish line for 54 straight days. Our methods may not be realistic in your circumstances, but don't be afraid to bet on yourself and take reasonable risks to achieve debt freedom. It may be uncomfortable, even scary, but it's worth noting that sometimes the biggest risks are those which you don't take. Living frugally did not come natural to us. Each day was a new battle which tested our resolve. But we were willing to do nearly anything to break free from our debt as soon as possible. In the darkest moments, our vision for a better future was what kept us moving forward. You just listened to the post titled, How We Paid Off $17,000 Plus in Student Loan Debt in Just 54 Days by Dave Cahill with JackieBeck.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Reading this article was like a trip down memory lane because getting out of debt has been the best part of my financial journey. I made my last payment on August 16th, 2016. And I know this because a friend of mine made a video of me sending off the final payment and documenting how I felt about it. I look like I'm high in this video. I'm so overjoyed. If you want to see the exact moment of debt freedom, just Google the day Diana Merriam paid off 30 grand of debt. Embrace yourselves, my friends. Getting out of debt takes a lot of hard work, and the weight off your shoulders is well worth the effort. The process helped me learn to live within my means and solidify the frugal habits that still serve me today. Someone mentioned to me recently that they were thinking of selling some of their investments to enable them to get out of debt quicker. I'm sure there are scenarios where this might make sense, especially for high interest debt. But I wondered how this might affect this person's ability to stay out of debt. Debt repayment is typically the first order of business when cleaning up our finances, and it can set the stage for all of our other financial wins. The experience of ticking away at that debt over time allows us to get used to living below our means, and that's the skill we need to make sure we don't get back into debt. But that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.